Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the ELTA. Can buy or buy buy? ELTA is a 501 units residential development by MCL and CSC Land. There will be two tower blocks sitting on the last GLS site along Clementi Avenue 1. Some say must buy condo, must have the first mover advantage. But this is a last mover advantage. Still can make money? We will come back to this later. Here, let me unearth the analysis for you. Let's head straight to the discussion. Let's go into the site details. This upcoming condo is located along Clementi Avenue 1. It is sandwiched in between Clement Canopy and the Clavon, both of which are developed by UOL. This site was awarded to a consortium comprising CSC Land Group and MCL Land at $633 million. This site was hotly contested with 5 other bidders. The second highest bid was 4% lower at $608 million, submitted by the joint consortium of CDL, Fraser Property and Sikisu House, the same developers that bid for the Toa Payoh GLA site. The rest of the developers are Qingjian, Guakoland, Hong Leong, Hoi Hap and others. Based on the narrow bid submitted, we can tell that there is a strong demand for this prime site in Clementi. This is after all a proven sellable location. Based on the land cost, which work out to be 1,250 per square feet per property ratio for this 99 years leasehold site. This means the break even is easily 2,156 per square feet. Let me guess what is the selling price. Let's assume a 20% profit margin. This means the estimated selling price will be 2,600 per square feet, thereabout. Wow. This will set a new benchmark price for Clementi location. This indirectly means all the nearby condo, all big what. However, take note, no official prices have been issued by the developers. The above is only my estimate. The ELTA will have two blocks of 39-story apartment with landscape decks, multi-story car parks, and communal facilities. It's on 99 years leasehold. There are a total of 501 units. The date of vacant projection is Q1 2029. There are 401 car park lots. As for the unit mix, it's as follows. There's a good mixture of 1 to 5 bedrooms. We have the smallest 1-bedroom at 506 square feet to the typical 3-bedroom at 926 square feet and the biggest 5-bedroom at 1,776 square feet. Next, let's head over to the SWOT analysis. Firstly, is the developer track record. MCL Land is a leading property group in Singapore, a member of the Jardine Matheson Group under Hong Kong Land Holding. MCL Land has a 50-year track record of building quality homes in Singapore and in Asia. They are also the developers for Copen Grand, Leiden Green, Park Astar and others. On the other hand, CSC Land Group is the developer arm of China Construction. China Construction is an experienced construction company in Singapore for the past decades. They have built many HDB flats to condominiums all around Singapore. They have also undertaken educational, healthcare to infrastructure projects. Going to property development is a very natural for them to do so. After all, they are also the same developer for the sold-out Twin View across in West Coast. The ELTA is the third GLS site to be launched along Clementi Avenue 1 after Clement Canopy in 2017 and Clavon in 2019. This is one of the last pieces of state land to be used for private housing in this area. If you are aware, there are only a handful of condos in this area. The other cluster is along Jalan Lempeng, near Nanhua Primary School, with HDB upgraders hitting $1 million for their humble HDB flats. What do you think they will usually go for? Well, some will go for resale HDB flats, whereas those financially better will surely upgrade to a private condo. The next question is, either the newer one that is more expensive or the cheaper one in the resale market. Again, today new homes are small. I know this is a pain point for most buyers. But what to do? With a smaller family size at 3.11 per household using 2023 data, and to keep overall price point affordable, sizes have to shrink. This is unavoidable. If you cannot accept it, please go for older resale condos. Today's condo layout is also designed with maximum efficiency as high as 90%. What does this mean? This means you have a narrow common corridor. Squeeze as many units in the single floor plate as possible so that there will be less wastage area. That is why you would have realized that the waiting time for a lift during peak hour can be pretty frustrating. For those that stay in high rise, you will know what I mean. Another concern I have is fire hazard. Let's face it, high rise fire is no joke. SCDF fire engine ladders are not possible to reach so high up. That is why condo today has sky garden to act as refuge floors. But is that seriously enough? I hope SCDF can relook into existing guidelines. Let's not wait for something to happen before we start to look into existing policies. Anyway, I used to work as a fire safety manager. That is why I see things with a different pair of lenses. I'm always concerned about high-rise fire. With a long narrow corridor, an open concept kitchen facing the doorway, and a lack of common area to seek refuge. I think my concern is very valid in today's context. The next weakness is prices. Nothing much more to say. Let's assume the going rate is 2,600 per square feet. However, you must be wondering, so high ah, how to make money in the future? Next time, sure lose money. Really? Let us look into the opportunity first. Let's turn back the clock to 2017. When Clement Canopy was first launched, the going rate then was 1,200 to 1,500 per square feet. This was very expensive back then. An older resale condo like Regent Park was going for around $800 per square feet. This was easily 60% cheaper. Anyway, sales were good, and UOL cleared all the units in no time. Fast forward to today, these are the profitable transactions. 2-bedroom are making 300,000, 3-bedroom are making 600,000, and 4-bedrooms are making 900,000. Are they good enough? Well, some will say, Alan, they are very lucky lah. They bought before COVID-19. Back then, everything was cheap. Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Hopefully, you will have stayed invested too. Some say Clement Canopy has the first mover advantage. That will be different for Clavon. Well, these are Clavon profitable transactions. 1-bedroom is already making 150,000. 2-bedroom are making 200,000 to 300,000. 4-bedrooms make around 780,000. I still remember when Clavon was launched at 1,700 to 1,800 per square feet back in 2020. It was not cheap also. Yet, they are still making money today. Amazing, right? That is why I always say, buy long term, stay invested. As long as you buy something, even older resale condo, or what? You don't believe in me? Let me share with you an example. If you purchase this 3-bedroom condo in the older Regent Park back in 2017 at 822 per square feet, if you have sold it in 2024, you will have made a 740,000 profit or 8.8% annualized return. Steady, right? That is why, whether new or old, you can also make money. This chart has shown it all. Clavon has appreciated by 23% to date. Clement Canopy by 38% too. And Regent Park by a whopping 50%. That is why I always say, don't rule out old resale condo. They will give you a run for your money. Also, with more million-dollar HDB upgraders in the West, from Clementi to Queenstown to Gimbo, where will they be buying next? This only points to one direction for the Alta in the coming years. What are the threats? Again, the same thing. Are we at the peak of the property cycle? Geopolitical tensions, economic outlook ahead, coming general election, an aging population, job to be replaced by AI, and so on. As mentioned many times before, buy with a long-term horizon to ride the wave of the market. Do not overstretch. Buying a heartland location is pretty safe in my opinion. Always remember, who are you going to sell next? Will there be resale buyers? I doubt we need to see very far. Both Clement Canopy and Clavon already have healthy resale transactions. I don't think we are very far off. Do you know, the land cost has almost doubled in less than a decade. Back 9 years ago, the first site, which is now known as Clement Canopy, was awarded at only 650 per square feet per plot ratio. The break-even then was $1,093 per square feet. This was followed by the second site, which is now known as the Clavon, was sold at 788 per square feet per plot ratio. The break-even cost increased to 1,400 per square feet. This is followed by the latest at 1,250 PSA PPR. Break-even is 2,156 per square feet. Prices keep ramping up. That is why the authority has cooled the market with more cooling measures over the years. This will only lead to a more sustainable market going forward. Coming back to the last mover advantage, is it risky to enter now? Hold on, look no further than Whistler Grand in West Coast. This is the third site to be launched after Park Riviera and Twin View along West Coast View. I doubt I need to talk about its profitable transactions. This is after all another super hot project. I'm equally surprised by its return. Maybe CDL reputation and quality has played a significant part too. Personally, the Alta is a sought after project with lush landscaping, decent layout and reputable developers with strong track record. Located in the very sought after town such as in Clementi. This is a product that will and can move. The only concern is the price. Anyway, the show flat will tentatively open in February 2025 after Chinese New Year. My company is the official marketing agency. Please contact me if you need more information. Come support me as how you support this channel. That's all. Thank you for watching. See you again.